Hi everyone, welcome to the GPK Radio Show. Thanks once again for taking the time to listen to my audio diary, where I share a mix of information covering a range of topics on work-related advice and also a focus on sporting interests of mine. The podcast is now available on Google Play Music, Anchor FM, Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts and Radio Public. You can also listen to the full music mix on GPK Radio using a Spotify premium account. And you can continue the conversation on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. The links are available in the program notes. Now for today's episode. Welcome to GPK Radio and my Coffee Time Sport on a Friday, which is a weekend preview of what's happening across the sports that interest me. I'm going to start with Ulster Football and the GAA. Armagh, of course, play Fermanagh away at Enniskillen on Saturday at 4 p.m. at Brewster Park. Armagh basically had the hoodoo sign over Fermanagh, both in the league and also in the league final, and I'm hoping that trend continues. We have a number of injuries, so the panel is stretched a little, but I'm sure Kieran McGeaney and his charges will come through again. It would be nice to get a little run in Ulster this year, as we haven't really had that much success on that front over the last number of seasons. The big match of the weekend, probably, as far as all the Ulster GAA fans are concerned, is the clash of Tyrone and Monaghan. Your class probably is the big two in Ulster at the moment, and that'll take park in Healy Park in Oma on 4 p.m. on Sunday. There will be deferred coverage on BBC Two at 7 o'clock, and I have particular views on the lack of BBC Northern Ireland GAA coverage this season, and I'll talk about that in another episode. Tyrone will start as favourites, but they actually have quite a poor record in Oma, and the draw at 15-2 or Monaghan at 15-8 look like reasonable odds, as there's never been a huge margin between the two teams on any occasion that they've met. Mayo Galway last weekend saw a serious knee injury to Tom Parsons, the Mayo player. He was stretchered off, a dislocated knee, which looked pretty horrible on video, and top physios and surgeons say he'll be very lucky if he even makes it back by next season after the surgery, and we do wish him well. And it does put into context how much these amateur players put on the line to entertain us and provide us with some kind of escapism to our weekends, particularly when the championship is up and running full tilt. Next, a look at the hurling championship format in both Leinster and Munster. I feel hurling is very strong in both of these provinces, but they've gone for a two groups of five format in both provinces, which basically has turned the championship into a league. Leinster, we have Kilkenny, Galway, Dublin, Offaly and Wexford all taking part in the same group. And Munster, we have Cork, Waterford, Tipperary, Clare and Limerick battling it out. It obviously is going to throw up some massive games, and you know, if you get behind at all, you're chasing yourself to get into the qualifying stages of that. I'll go into that in more detail in another episode, but suffice to say, the Leinster this weekend, the Kilkenny hurlers will have probably an easier task against Offaly, who look to be the weakest team probably in that group, maybe alongside Wexford. I'm not 100% sure on that one. I'll see how a couple of games pan out before we make a definitive decision. But after the close call against Dublin last weekend, which launched the Leinster Hurling Championship, I think they'll have an easier passage this Sunday. Munster sees two massive games launch their championship. Cork v Clare, which is at 1:30 on Sunday, is a repeat of last year's provincial final, and it really is a make or break game for both of them right at the very start. Now, I know the league format provides for some of the backdoor stuff, you know, from the point of view of if you lose a game, you're not totally out of it. But I think whoever loses this one is going to have to chase themselves, because this is a very tough five to get out of, because Tipperary play Limerick in the other match, and Tip will be favourites. But they'd be wary of an upset. A loss could leave them chasing it for the rest of the campaign as well. My tip for the Cork v Clare one, I think Cork actually might have the edge this weekend, and that's my take on that one. So I'm going on the hurling games, I'm going with Kilkenny, which is the obvious favourite here. Looking at treble with a bit of a mix in it. Throw Cork in there and probably tip just edging it against Limerick, because they really need the win. Well, United have managed to get into the last real meaningful match of the season. They play in the FA Cup final on Saturday afternoon. Well, later afternoon. It's 5:30, I think, the actual kickoff is, against Chelsea. As a United fan, I think it'll be a close run. I'd obviously love to see them win, but I think their star players have to show up. And I'm using star loosely, because some of them really haven't performed this season, and that's been part of the problem of us finishing so far behind City, I reckon. We can win, but De Gea and goals will once again play a huge role. And I think the FA Cup win would cap an unspectacular season of steady improvement under Jose. But I think there'll be a lot larger expectations next season from the point of view of squad, and how it gels and how we actually perform long term rather than in fits and starts as we have done this season. We need more consistency of top level performance from all the players to really come through as the best team in the Premiership, and also give the Champions League in different competitions a really massive run and play an attractive style of football. That's the big thing they've got to do next season, attractive and win alongside it. And finishing up with golf, the AT&T Baron Nelson is on in Dallas, in Texas, and the Aussie Mark Leishman fired a career low 61 to lead the first round, 10 under par that is. The Irish interest is up there high, flying the flag. Seamus Power with a 5 under 66, G-Mac with a 67 is 4 under, and Harrington has come in with a 69 2 under, so we have good interest over the weekend, I hope. Get through today and give us a Saturday and Sunday where we have three Irish in there mixing it with the big guns at a course that actually allows guys to have a go at it, and there's room for error on it, and if you make a couple of bogeys by going for it, there's always chances to make birdies. I'd worry about the local knowledge of Jordan Spieth and Jimmy Walker, who are native to the area and like the course, although Spieth's form this season hasn't been great. It may be the opportunity for him to kickstart his season playing on a local course that he knows really, really well. He hardly needs the caddy to give him any yards this weekend. He knows every inch of the turf, so he does. So he'd be one to watch for. But as I said earlier, three Irish in the mix, and hopefully that continues over the weekend. So we'll talk to you about that as things progress. My own County Armagh Golf Club Junior County team that I'm captaining this year will be in action against Rockmount on Sunday the 20th. That's the first leg of that match. The away leg will be on June the 3rd. Team choice are still being formulated as I'm looking at the form of guys, and also the way this format works, a guy could have a smacking round on Saturday, get cut, and he'd cut himself off the team. So I have to allow for the possibility of myself ending up playing, and that'll not happen unless Saturday's round is of a good enough nature to encourage me to pick myself as a captain. I could be cutting myself off my own team, so we'll be looking at that, and I'm going to report back to you on that one. Obviously it'll probably be Monday before I give you a heads up on that one. So looking forward to that over the weekend. So big golf for me, and on the TV as well. Thanks once again for taking the time to listen to my podcast. It is, of course, my personal journal of my interactions across work and sport, and I do hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget, you can also visit anchor.fm/GPK, where there is the unique facility allowing the listener to actually send an audio comment or questions. And I'd encourage listeners to take advantage of this unique facility so as to further the educational content of the podcast and also the interaction in relation to the sport and music content. You can also continue the conversation on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. The connections are, of course, in the program notes. Thanks to everyone who has become a regular listener to the podcast or the radio broadcast. Don't forget to like, favorite, star or subscribe on your platform of choice. And do share this podcast with one other person and help spread the message. Until next time, remember, you will never change your life until you change something that you do daily. The secret of your success is to be found in your own daily routines.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.